Welcome to a special bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire. In this edition of our daily news program, we feature a selection of stories covering a variety of topics. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, those stories from the Associated Press.
Uncertainty rises. I'm May Anderson, and this is Small Business Monitor. Small business owners felt more uncertain about the future in January as they continue to deal with labor challenges and lingering inflation. According to the National Federation of Independent Businesses monthly poll of small business owners, the uncertainty index in January rose 14 points to 100, the third highest recorded reading, after 2 months of decline. Optimism fell by 2.3 points in January to 102.8, but remained high. It is the third consecutive month above the 51-year average of 98. 18% of owners reported that inflation was their single most important problem in operating their business, down 2 points from December, and matching labor quality as the top issue. Labor remains a top headache. A seasonally adjusted 35% of all small business owners reported job openings they could not fill in January, unchanged from December. May Anderson, New York.
The number of Americans who identify as Christian has declined steadily for years, but that drop shows signs of slowing down. That's according to a new survey from the Pew Research Center. Its religious landscape study finds that 62% of U.S. adults call themselves Christians, a level that has remained relatively stable since 2019. The rise of people who don't affiliate with any religion has also reached at least a temporary plateau, with just over a quarter of U.S. adults in that category. By some measures, the U.S. remains overwhelmingly spiritual, with 83% believing in God or a universal spirit, and 86% believing that people have a soul or a spirit. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
3, 2, 1, ignition, and liftoff. Go.
A SpaceX rocket blasting off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center Wednesday night, carrying, among other spacecraft, a lunar lander from the private company Intuitive Machines.
You can see IM-2 Nova C lunar lander named Athena floating away from Falcon 9 second stage.
The 15-foot Athena is aiming to land close to the moon's south pole, and then send a drone that will hop into a nearby crater that never sees the sun in a hunt for frozen water. It will be the first up-close peek inside one of the many shadowed craters that dot both the moon's poles. Audio courtesy Intuitive Machines, NASA, and SpaceX. I'm Ben Thomas.
Philadelphia's public transit system is moving forward with plans to test run bullet-resistant enclosures for their drivers on city buses. It's part of an effort to provide more protection for drivers who often face violence and harassment from passengers. In 2023, a SEPTA bus driver was fatally shot by a passenger. The Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority says it will initially run 8 buses with the enclosures to see what, if any, adjustments are needed and to get driver feedback. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Law is based on precedent, and American legal precedent includes slavery.
It's, you know, hard to believe that that's part of our legal system.
Law students and Professor Justin Simard with the Citing Slavery Project at Michigan State University have found thousands of court cases citing rulings made when black people were still considered property.
My team and I have found citations of slave cases in the last 25 years in every single state court except Nebraska, and in nearly every federal circuit, as well as the U.S. Supreme Court.
Simard says it's a regular occurrence that lawyers and judges treat these rulings like regular law.
Normalized treatment of these cases can be really jarring and shocking.
One such case is Prigg versus Pennsylvania, in which the Supreme Court overruled kidnapping charges against a man who forced a woman and her children south into bondage.
There's lots of law we might not want to keep, and we think judges, in order to figure that out, need to analyze that law in its context.
The project hopes to challenge how slavery is still influencing court cases today. I'm Jennifer King.
The company Aleph Aeronautics has been working on its flying car prototype for more than 3 years. Its first test flight along the California coastline managed to lift off the ground in a field, fly for about 40 seconds, hover over an SUV, and then land and continue driving for a little while. Aleph founder and CEO Jim Duchovny said it looks just like it sounds, futuristic.
For people who see it for the first time, It's like first you see it in kind of, I don't know, science fiction movies, you read about it, and now you actually see it in person. So that's a wow effect.
Duchovny says people could be seeing more of these cars pretty soon.
If everything goes right, if we have all the resources which we need, which we have right now, if nothing changes, we plan to start the production of the first one by the end of 25 or beginning 26.
He also says there are already more than 3,000 pre-orders. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Immigration officials are saying that anyone living in the U.S. illegally will soon have to register with the federal government, and those who fail to do so could face fines, imprisonment, or both. A statement says the registry will be mandatory for anyone 14 years and older without legal status. Officials say each person must register and provide fingerprints and their address. Parents and guardians of anyone under age 14 must ensure that they are registered. Federal immigration law has long required that people living illegally in the U.S. register, dating back to before World War II. While the law has rarely been enforced, immigration officials say that that is now changing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Data shows nearly 40% of contracts canceled by the Department of Government Efficiency are expected to produce no savings. The data is published on DOGE's Wall of Receipts and shows 417 canceled contracts in all are expected to yield no savings. Dozens of them were for already paid subscriptions to the AP, Politico, and other media services the administration plans to discontinue. Others were for research studies that have been awarded, training that has taken place, software that has been bought, and interns that have come and gone. A Trump administration official tells the AP it made sense to cancel contracts that are seen as potential dead weight, even if there is no savings. DOGE says the overall contract cancellations are expected to save more than $7 billion so far. That amount has been questioned as inflated by independent experts. Ed Donahue, Washington.
3 out of 4 U.S. adults who say they've experienced cold weather in recent years cite climate change as a cause, with Midwesterners feeling the brunt of unusually wintry weather. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. 8 in 10 respondents say they've experienced some kind of extreme weather in recent years. The poll finds about 6 in 10 are very concerned about increasing property insurance premiums. The survey answers reflect growing understanding that climate change can cause weather instability as well as heat, allowing Arctic air to swoop further south more often. About half of young adults under 30 believe climate change will impact them personally, and while only a quarter of U.S. adults feel climate change has had a major impact in their lives, about 40% think that will change in their lifetimes. I'm Jennifer King.
Keep coming.
NYPD officers had to pull a man out of the semi-frozen lake in Brooklyn's Prospect Park over the weekend by extending a ladder across it.
I got you.
The late-night rescue caught on body cam. Police say the 30-year-old had been walking on the frozen water when it gave way. Upstate in Saratoga Springs on Monday.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Sly, a horse, fell through the ice in a pond. It took police and several others to pull the 1,300-pound animal out. Not easy.
Keep going! Come on, buddy.
Again, caught on police body cam. Sly's owner, Allie Ernst, says her 3 horses always play on the pond. Migrant housing at New York City's Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown Manhattan will end sometime over the summer, according to Mayor Eric Adams, who says the need is no longer there. Adams says back in 2023, the city was taking in 4,000 migrants a week. Now it's 350. Adams says the decline began when former President Biden tightened borders and that the city's sanctuary status remains.
There's still agencies that are in place to help people who are in need of help in the city, and that is not going to change.
Adams also says the city plans to close other shelters. His handling of migrants has been under the microscope after the Trump administration's Justice Department pushed to drop corruption charges against Adams, citing a need for cooperation on immigration enforcement. Julie Walker, New York.
The Masjid al-Taqwa Mosque in Altadena that was gutted in the Eaton fire is beginning to once again gather for prayer, meals, and support. The holy month of Ramadan is less than a week away. Farzana Asada Zaman is a member of the mosque and one of many who lost their home in the LA fires.
Ramadan has come to our minds, you know, it is in a couple of weeks, and we've definitely thought of where we will be spending it because Masjid al-Taqwa is no longer, right? But the people are there.
But she and others are confident that the Altadena community is resilient.
I absolutely love our communal sense, the support, the spiritual support, the emotional support, the mental support.
And even though they no longer have a physical mosque to gather, she isn't worried.
We have a very strong community.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Ramadan is a time of increased worship, religious reflection, charity and good deeds. Socially, it brings families and friends together in festive gatherings around meals to break the fast. The markets in Cairo, Egypt, are buzzing with shoppers buying decorations, lanterns and food items in the days leading up to the start of Ramadan. Resident Saba Metwali, however, complains about prices when she's out shopping for lanterns, a centerpiece on dining tables in many Egyptian households during the Holy Month. She says lanterns are more expensive compared to previous years. I want to buy them as gifts for my daughter's children. While in Delhi, India, shopkeeper Mohammed Shakil tells the AP, this market becomes the year's biggest market in the city. All praise to the Almighty. The trade boosts at this time. A lot of people pray in the mosque and then break their fast. When night falls over Beit Lahia in the northern Gaza Strip, much of the cityscape of collapsed buildings and piled wreckage turns pitch black. Living inside the ruins of their home, as the family prepares the evening meal, Roya Tambora's young sons get afraid of the dark. She tells the AP, the airstrike on the house was a shock for us. We're civilians. We're people not connected to anything. When the house was struck, I felt everything is gone. Nearly 600,000 Palestinians flooded back into northern Gaza under the now month-old ceasefire, according to the UN, after the initial relief and joy of being back at their homes, even if damaged or destroyed, they're now facing the reality of living in the wreckage for the foreseeable future. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.